WROCV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're gonna amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood, replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Dear Hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting HHI.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
You need some whoop-whoop-whoop boing.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bryan with As Goes Wisconsin.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am not Kristen Bry. Kristen is off today. My name is Dan Schaefer, and I'm filling in as your guest host today. We've made it through 2 hours of the show.
Welcome back.
I haven't had our producer have
Wisconsin
to rush over to the bleep button just yet,
so we're doing great.
My name is Dan Schaefer, and I'm filling in as your guest host today.
Kristen had some pretty exciting stuff happen today, too.
She had her content. I haven't had our producer have to
on Instagram,
rush
on the
over to the
Wisconsin
bleep button
Instagram
just yet, so we're
shared
doing
by
great.
One Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
That is pretty exciting.
And, she had a great video about the upcoming
Wisconsin Supreme Court race
on Instagram.
So I would encourage everybody
Instagram
to check that out if
shared
you're missing
by
Kristen
one
today
Julia Louis-Dreyfus
on your airwaves.
That is pretty exciting.
And again, if you're unfamiliar with me and my work,
about the
my name is Dan Schaefer. I'm the founder of the Recombobulation Area.
So I would encourage everybody to check that out if you're missing Kristen today.
Online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee.
If you're unfamiliar with me and my work, my name is Dan Schaefer. I'm the founder of the Recombobulation
Justin Borland,
who is a Washington, D.C. based
publication
senior
correspondent
at Time Magazine covering climate change and the intersection of policy,
and I'm very
politics,
excited to introduce
society.
Our next guest,
he will
Justin
be giving
Borland,
the keynote
is
speech
a
tomorrow
Washington, D.C. based
at a clean energy event
at Discovery World in Milwaukee
covering climate change,
organized by Wisconsin
politics
of policy, and business,
politics,
which
society.
Will focus on how federal
he will
funding
be giving
will drive
changes
in how we
tomorrow,
heat and cool our homes,
at a clean energy event at Discovery World in Milwaukee.
In a worldwide energy market.
So, Justin, business,
thank you so much for joining
focus
us here
on
federal
As Goes
Wisconsin.
We'll drive changes in
yeah,
how
thanks,
we heat and cool our homes,
how we commute,
and how we
can get
compete in a worldwide
this
energy
segment.
Market. So, Justin,
that'd be
thank
pretty
you so
exciting,
much
huh?
for joining
Let's,
us here on
you know,
As Goes Wisconsin.
That would certainly give us a bigger
yeah,
audience
thanks for having me.
To talk about these issues. So, yeah, I'm interested. I'm very glad you are joining our show here today.
That'd be pretty exciting.
And
interested to learn more about what you have to say
about the Inflation Reduction Act and this,
so,
and
yeah,
this speech tomorrow at the
Wisconsin
Politics event.
Glad you are
so what are some of the big picture
today,
things that you are planning to discuss?
Interested to learn more about what you have to
say
about the Inflation Reduction Act and this in this speech tomorrow at the Wisconsin Politics event. So what are some of the big picture things that you are planning to discuss?
Challenges and also the immense opportunities, right? So
one sort of high-level framing when I think about the Inflation Reduction Act,
a lot of money, climate change, $369 billion, just
you know, immense challenges and also the immense federal government, right?
There's billions and billions more to start to dig into how some of these items line items actually
money,
play out.
Just $369 billion
across the economy,
sort of
creating opportunities for new jobs, creating opportunities, as you alluded to, for people
and billions
to
more
retrofit their homes
to do
how some of these items line items actually play out.
And that money
and,
is going
you know,
to get
change the way
the
economy
creating opportunities
on
for
the
new jobs,
stage,
right? And that's
as you alluded
to, geopolitics
and
sort of retrofit their homes,
these lofty things about how
energy efficiency,
you know, how we interact with
countries,
change the way that the U.S.
means something about, you know, on the global stage, what jobs right? are and that's backyards, important, you know, for geopolitics and sort of around the country. So lots of trade and what challenges, right? There's supply chains that need to meet something about, you know, there are, what jobs, as I alluded to, geopolitical challenges that come out of that around the country. So I'm going to talk about all of that. I think the key thing, you know, along with that, supply chains that need to meet something that really matters. There are, as I alluded to, geopolitical challenges that come out of that. Understanding that and believing all of that.
Yeah, so I mean, this obviously a huge piece of legislation that was passed by the Democratic majorities in Congress last year, signed by President Biden. You know, it's going to be one of his signature pieces of legislation passed. Instead of building it in Wisconsin, they ended up building those
starting a new plant in South Carolina to build those. So it's going to be interesting to see if this got that contract, creates another situation where you have kind of a number of these states with different, labor laws or tax incentives or other requirements. You know, really competing with each other to try and get some of these create another situation where you have kind of a number of these with the Inflation Reduction Act. You know, labor laws or tax incentives or other requirements.
All right, so we are competing with each other to try and get some of these. He's with Time Magazine. He's giving us some of these opportunities with
at Discovery World in Milwaukee tomorrow on a clean energy event hosted by WisPolitics and WisBusiness.
We are talking with Justin
Worland. What are some of the other things with Time Magazine? He's giving a keynote speech about, you know, at Discovery World in Milwaukee tomorrow.
One of the things that's mentioned with this is, you know, it's going to change how we heat and cool our homes in a lot of ways.
What are some of the other things that this can have, you know, just on everyday folks and in their homes?
You know, one of the things that's mentioned with this is, you know, it's going to change how we heat and cool our homes in a lot of ways. What are some of the impacts that this can have, you know, just on everyday folks and in their homes?
There's thousands of dollars in incentives that homeowners can take advantage of. Inflation Reduction Act for energy retrofits, heat pumps, electric vehicles, which have an interesting use case to actually attach retrofits and service heat pump power source for homes. All of these vehicles are incentivized by the Inflation Reduction Act,
It's cold here today, where I came from. Source for homes.
I've been looking into these are incentivized by the Inflation Reduction Act,
both the tax incentives that you can take advantage of from the federal government, but they also can lower
here today or colder energy costs. I'd be looking into how to take advantage of these things because they both their tax legislation that you can take advantage of, you know, from the federal government, but they also can lower everyday people your energy costs. And that's some heating and energy costs.
Yeah, this is something I'm, you know, personally interested in because I'm a homeowner in an old house on the west side of Milwaukee that is not the most energy efficient place to live. Got some old windows.
This is something I'm
I'm a homeowner I think there's a lot of old housing that is not the most energy efficient place to live. You know,
got some old windows,
any type of energy efficient improvement opportunities
stuff in the house. I think it's going to affect a lot of people.
I think, you know, there's a lot of old housing stock in the state of Wisconsin.
Really, I mean, if you're a homeowner, you know,
any type of energy efficient improvement opportunities, I think it's going to affect a lot of people.
Absolutely.
I think I will be learning more about what exactly this can offer homeowners across Wisconsin, and just the larger big picture of how this very big, important, snarly law homeowners is going to impact people at the ground level.
So we're coming up close to a break here.
How this Justin, are you going to stick with us for another segment? Again, that's 844-974-7899. And we will be right back after the break. Stick with us.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now,
and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring
Welcome
for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Kristen Bride, who's off Shaw. Today, but she's got some pretty exciting stuff going on today. She's
with
got her
slight
content being shared
scattered
promoted
showers. By Julia Louis-Dreyfus,
so that's pretty cool. Go check that out over on the As Goes Wisconsin Instagram and Twitter.
Scattered rain showers again.
And all the
tomorrow,
different places you find Kristen's work
45, cloudy,
over the course of
overcast
the week.
Tomorrow night,
we are joined for this segment by Justin
a
Moreland, who is a journalist at Time Magazine.
Civic Media,
and he is also giving a keynote speech
currently 37
tomorrow,
degrees,
I believe, at
Progressive
at Discovery
Voice
World
from Manitowoc
in
to Janesville.
Milwaukee, talking about the Inflation Reduction Act
and
clean energy.
Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
All sorts of issues wrapped up in that big bill. So this next segment, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the implementation of that. So that bill got passed last year, and
welcome
you know,
back
as the
to
process,
As Goes Wisconsin.
These processes
I'm your
take
guest
a while.
Host today. My
so,
name is
so
Dan
what
Schaefer.
Happens next
I'm filling
as this
in for
Kristen
Bride,
implemented, you know, on a federal
today,
level,
but she's
state
she's
level.
Got pretty
you know,
exciting stuff going
what
on
should people
today.
Be paying
she's
attention
got her content
to
being shared
this big important piece of legislation
Julia
Louis-Dreyfus,
so
that
pretty cool.
Begins to become a reality.
Go check that out over on the As Goes Wisconsin Instagram, Twitter,
there's a lot, right? So the Inflation Reduction Act,
you find Kristen's work,
you know, is implemented through a range of different federal agencies.
We are joined for this segment by Justin
Moreland,
who is a journalist
sector,
at Time Magazine.
State participation.
He is also giving a
so
keynote
really,
speech.
You know, the thing that you look
tomorrow,
for first is to see
believe,
how
at,
agencies
at Discovery
are
World
crafting the rules
in
because
Milwaukee, talking about the Inflation Reduction
Earth,
Act and
know,
clean energy
of, with particulars,
climate change,
that need to be defined
all sorts
by
of
agencies.
Issues
so
wrapped
a lot
up
of that
in that big
is
bill.
Happening
so
in places like
this next segment, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the implementation of that. So that bill got passed last year,
Department of Energy,
and
EPA, etc.
As the process, these processes take a while. So what happens next as this begins to be implemented,
said,
you know, on a federal level,
so
on a state level, you know, what should people be paying attention to as this big important piece of legislation begins to become a reality?
You know, that's some of that is, yeah, we've gotten well, some of there's, the there's a lot, right? So the Inflation Reduction that, Act, and we're going to continue to you know, see is, more is coming implemented down the pipe. Through a range of different federal said, agencies. Part of this is, it requires, you know, private sector, from, the private in some sector cases, has to take advantage of the tax incentives. So it's really, like, you know, the thing that you energy look for tax first is to see how you know, for agencies are crafting the rules because Congress gives sort of a wide berth. So, you know, there are technologies like hydrogen, et cetera, that need to be defined by agencies. So a lot of that. As happening and in then, places you know, like there are some programs the that Treasury Department states will you know, participate in. And place, this is actually from like the Department of Energy, Infrastructure EPA, Law, that etc. Kind of gets, I think, you know, from the Inflation Reduction Act, from a consumer perspective, you know, every a lot state of those has submitted crafted, plans for how they're going to build said, an electric Treasury vehicle, Department network, so rules about network kind of tax incentives, you know, what tax incentives look like. So it takes a lot and, of different players to kind of come together you know, and then turn this thing into we've gotten some of the, something that achieves its objectives. First drafts of that, and
yeah,
we're going
to
continue to
this,
see more come
this
down
kind of
the pike.
Following the same
yeah, as I
process
said, part of this
that
is,
we saw play out
you know,
with the bipartisan infrastructure
the private
law.
Sector, in some cases, has yeah, to take advantage it's of the tax incentives, things like in many ways, clean energy and tax incentives. Different in other ways. I mean, I think the big difference is the emphasis on the private sector and private sector also, you know, new technologies like hydrogen. Et cetera, you know, less about building roads and bridges has to buy into, et cetera. And then, you know, there are some programs that states will, you know, participate in. This is actually largely almost entirely infrastructure law, but the private kind of sector gets, will build. So looped in with the Inflation Reduction Act, there's, you know, if there's, you know, say, every state consumer has incentive, plans if there's for a, how you know, build if the government's going to pay for solar panels on your roof or how they can get, you know, energy efficient from housing, clearly the private sector's going to provide that. It takes a lot of different players to come together and turn this this part thing of into, it is, though, you know, even with things like hydrogen, as I alluded to,
what extent
or
is this,
some of these other technologies, they're still
following
be,
the same,
you know,
process that we saw play out with the bipartisan infrastructure law.
Even with these incentives. So,
yeah, it's
so
similar.
I would say that's sort of
in many ways, and
different
in other ways.
That,
I mean, I think the two
big difference
to work together,
is the emphasis on the private sector and private sector
infrastructure.
I mean, this is
funding to upgrade the grid,
you know,
less
about
really critical
roads and
building
and
energy,
which
network,
is something that
the
private sector would
things
build.
Things that the government builds.
The two work together, but they're
also different. You know, I think.
Yeah, and we've got a big climate change issue to tackle in this country going forward, and we have not really had
you know,
the infrastructure in place to be able to do that.
If the government's going to pay
this
for
kind of
solar
allows
panels
that
on your roof or for
you know, in a really meaningful way,
and
you know, we're seeing some of those effects
because the incentive is there.
We're seeing some of those changes.
Part of it is, though,
people don't always think of Wisconsin as a place that is going
to
be necessarily impacted greatly by climate change.
You know,
just look at the recent winter that we've had, though. We've had a very mild winter. Great Lakes, we're going to get a lot more rain, precipitation going forward.
Sort of
we're going to be impacted by this in a lot of ways, but also just economically
to
address some of these issues and find better energy solutions going forward. And this bill opens up some opportunities for that, right?
Something that the private sector would build.
Yeah, absolutely.
The two work together
from a sort of climate perspective. I think
it's
important to think,
climate change issue to tackle in this country going forward, and we have not really had the infrastructure
Walls
in place
in
to be able to do that,
and
this kind of allows that opportunity, in a really meaningful way,
and
we're seeing some of those effects.
We're seeing
some of those changes, people don't always think of Wisconsin as a place that is going to be necessarily impacted greatly by climate change.
But at the same time,
just look at the recent winter that we've had, though. We've had a very mild winter. Great Lakes, we're going to get a lot more rain. Precipitation going forward. So we're going to be impacted by this in a lot of ways, but also just economically to address some of these issues and find better energy solutions going forward. And this bill opens up some opportunities for that, right?
It's an opportunity for new industry. It's an opportunity to
absolutely. I mean, from a sort of climate perspective, I think it's important to think,
Justin Moreland, journalist from Time Magazine, he's going to be giving the keynote speech tomorrow
at
Discovery World in Milwaukee in an event
in Minnesota
presented
last week, and he was talking about
by Wiz Politics and Wiz Business. Really interesting stuff. I'm fascinated to see
once
the rubber meets the road, I think that's when things get interesting with a lot of these big bills like that. So I'm interested to see what happens going forward. So Justin, thank you so much for joining us. I encourage people to check out your keynote speech tomorrow in Milwaukee if they have
the
opportunity.
Industry is changing.
When we get back from the break after this, we're
going to
be joined by Patty Vasquez, who's
going to
be talking to us about our neighbors to the south in Illinois and about the mayor's race in Chicago. So stick with us for that one. Justin, thank you again
for
joining us.
It's an opportunity to
essentially,
thanks for having me, prepare for this 21st century economy.
Justin Moreland, journalist from Time Magazine, is going to be giving the keynote speech tomorrow at Discovery World in Milwaukee in an event presented by Wiz Politics and Wiz Business. Really interesting stuff.
ABC
News
and Lionel Moyes. As California deals with back-to-back storms, some water restrictions are being lifted for millions
of
residents in the southern part
of
the state. ABC's Alex Stone.
Nearly 7 million Southern Californians have been under mandatory water restrictions because conditions were so dire only a few months ago. Reservoirs were dropping to dangerously low levels, and it hadn't rained much in years. Now, after weeks of nearly nonstop rain, the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California is ending an emergency conservation mandate for parts of LA, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties.
So
they're still urging conservation,
Justin,
but rules limiting outdoor watering to one day a week will be lifted. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The two kids that were pretty cold.
Two young skiers were rescued in Massachusetts. The 15-year-olds waited for 3 hours stuck in chest-deep snow. They were able to call police with just 9% battery. Seven sheriff's deputies in Virginia arrested and charged with second-degree murder and the death
FM
of an inmate.
Your
this is ABC News.
Progressive. Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
My name is Dan Schaefer. I am your guest host for today. We've made it to the last half hour of the show, and I'm very excited to be joined by our next guest. The host and producer of Driving It Home and WCPT 820 AM and a lifelong Chicagoan, Patty Vasquez. Thank you so much for joining the show.
I am so excited. Thank you for having me. So, it's wonderful because you're usually my guest.
That's right. That's right. So we're switching things up for today because I am a regular guest on your show where you have me join the show every Wednesday on Driving It Home to talk about all the craziness that is happening in Wisconsin politics. So now I'm turning the tables on you because we gotta bring you on here so we can talk about all the craziness that's happening in Chicago politics. So before we jump into the conversation here, we have been kind of focusing on mayoral elections throughout the show. So in the first hour of the show, we had Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who's involved with local politics in Green Bay. She was telling us about the mayoral election in Green Bay. We were joined by Scott Gordon of Tone Madison. He was telling us about the mayoral election happening in Madison. We've also got for today mayoral election happening south of the border of the show. Chicago, and I think it's really important for us in Wisconsin to be paying attention to this election of Driving It Home because it is an important race for our lifelong Chicagoan state. Patty Vasquez, thank you so much for joining the show. I think for the whole Midwest,
because
I think Chicago is such an important piece of our regional economy for so many things. So that's right. So we're switching things up to Wisconsin Supreme Court race because I am so much on guest. I haven't had a whole lot of time where you have me join the show every Wednesday on Driving It Home to talk about all the craziness that is happening in Wisconsin politics.
Well, in relation to the fact that, you know, how it affects Wisconsin, I mean, this is also a big
but all the craziness that's happening
Paul
in
Ballas,
Chicago politics.
Gone,
so before we jump into the conversation here, we have been kind of focusing on mayoral elections throughout the show. So in the first hour of the show, we had Dr. Kristen Meyerly, who's involved with local politics in Green Bay. She was telling us about the mayoral election in Green Bay. We were joined by Scott Gordon of Tone Madison. He was telling us about the mayoral election happening in Madison. We've also got mayoral election happening south of the border in Chicago. And I think it's really important for us in Wisconsin to be paying attention to this election as well, because it is an important race for our neighboring state. It is an important race, I think, for the whole Midwest, because I think Chicago is such an important piece of our regional economy for so many things. So what's with the Wisconsin Supreme Court race? I've been focusing so much on that, but I haven't had a whole lot of time to pay a lot of attention to what's happening in the race for mayor of Chicago. So what's going on down there?
Ends of the political spectrum in Chicago. In relation to the fact that how it especially in neighborhoods, like, I mean, this is also a big labor firefighters because and Paul I also Ballas, near a lot of teachers gone. So I think it really reflects to diminish the rights of teachers, the ability to bargain as a city right now, and have bumping heads with each other, what it means to have safe streets, what it means in New Orleans, quality and free education. He has opened more charter schools in New Orleans. After Katrina, he went in. Did his work, and I'm really concerned about the direction we're going. Charter schools.
Yeah,
I don't think people
it's
realize
an interesting
this.
Race.
It's almost entirely
Paul
charter
Ballas
schools
and Johnson
in New Orleans right now.
From this primary
and during the
year.
Pandemic,
so you have Lori Lightfoot,
talked
the incumbent
a lot about
mayor,
how we've got to break the contract, that they're not going to go back
make,
into the schools.
Did not make the,
you know, we've got to make
runoff,
sure that our teachers are getting
ballot.
Homeschooled.
So she will be a one-term
right.
mayor.
Connected a lot
so,
of what was happening during the pandemic with violence
open race for
mayor
of Chicago. And
you
have kind of the two candidates, from my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, who are kind of farthest apart on the political spectrum among the candidates that were running. So you had Lori Lightfoot, you had
Congressman
Tudy Garcia,
who both
came up short.
He's trying to figure out that space now.
That Garcia, just having a little bit of national profile, that he didn't do as well as he did.
We have a lot of conservatives
but you have these two candidates,
neighborhoods like where I live, where there's
probably the farthest apart of any of the two candidates running in the primary, and you have a real contrast on the ballot on April 4th, the same day we're going to be voting
right now,
here in Wisconsin as well.
Bumping heads with
See,
each
this
other,
is why
what
you're
it means
an excellent
to have safe streets, what it means
to
you,
you
give
all
free
that
education
background and the
so
context.
Or it is
every day
kind
I'm
of
like,
the,
here's the perfect balance
is, and
here's
many
where
ways.
Johnson is.
And
but,
I'm
you know, really
so
concerned about
the
direction we're going.
There were nine candidates in our
it's an interesting race. Paul Ballas and Brandon Johnson emerged from this primary. So you have Lori Lightfoot, the incumbent mayor,
became the first black mayor of Chicago.
Did not make the runoff, did not make the final ballot. So she will be a
right, and we're like,
mayor.
How do they do it down there
so,
in order
you know,
to preserve
essentially making
this sort of
an open race
for
mayor of
so
Chicago?
They eliminated primaries.
And you have
no,
kind of the two candidates, from my understanding,
anymore.
And correct me if I'm
you,
wrong,
pretty much
who are kind of farthest apart on the political spectrum
compete.
Among
and
the candidates
that
were running. So you had Lori Lightfoot, you had Congressman Tudy Garcia, both came up short. I was kind of surprised that Garcia just having a little bit of national profile that he didn't do as well as he did. But you have these two candidates,
Tudy Garcia,
probably the farthest
apart
of any of the two candidates running in the primary, and you have
a
real contrast
on the
ballot.
That song you played at the
on April 4th,
about,
the same day we're going to be voting here in Wisconsin
up.
As well.
It was,
see, this is why you're an excellent guest,
because when I talk to you,
you
give all
Rahm
that
Emanuel,
background,
the
and the context,
with
Chewy Garcia's campaign was that
here's where Ballas is, and here's where Brandon Johnson is.
So late. I mean, after petitions were already circulating,
there were nine candidates in our
there might have only been 3 weeks left.
Election, so we don't do primaries.
And here is a little bit of background.
In April of 22,
after
Brandon
Harold
Johnson
Washington
announced,
became the first black
well,
mayor
in
Chicago
the fall after that.
The,
so it
the
was
conservative Democrats in Chicago
already locked
looked
up
to the
Brandon
Dixiecrats
Johnson locked
and
up
like, how
the
do they do it down
CTU,
there,
which is one of the most powerful
the
unions in the city,
conservative
element.
So they eliminated
to
primaries.
Up
there is
no,
you know,
and here's the thing about
Ballas was that he
has,
and he talks
you, pretty much everyone says
there
his relationship with the police department.
And
he says, you know,
that's
how we
negotiated their contract.
And then if
the police department did
not
able to win
contract
with 50 plus one,
I want to say
we end up
maybe
with
3 years.
It was quite
and
a long time.
They did not have a contract at the end of Rahm Emanuel's term
and going into Lori
2015.
So
and he says, I did it for
Garcia,
free.
Did you?
Who did,
did you do it for free
Rahm
when
Emanuel
you then get the endorsement and the full support of the
and
Chicago
really,
Police Department?
That, was, that's not,
that song
that
you played at the beginning about there was an election and nobody showed up. It hovered around the low 20% of people that showed up and re-elected Rahm Emanuel. The problem with Chewy Garcia's campaign was that he came in so late.
I mean,
mean, after petitions were already circulating, I think there might have only been three weeks left.
Had, I know this show is called As Goes Wisconsin. Ago, we are paying attention to what's going on with our neighbors in Chicago because we want there to be a thriving, growing Chicago as well. And I think, you know, you mentioned something at the outset that there are, you know, Chicago always thought of as a very democratic city.
Paul Vallis was on his way to locking up FOP.
But there, you know, and here's just based on the numbers of how many people live in the city of Chicago, you're going to have a lot of conservatives there. You're going to have a lot of, you know, Republican-aligned voters. And I think about this with Milwaukee as well, because, you know, Milwaukee is so much bigger than every other city in the state.
Maybe 3 years, it was quite a long time. They did not have a contract at the end of Rahm Emanuel's term.
For any municipality in Wisconsin, came from Milwaukee.
And he says, I did it for free.
Just because it's 25%.
Did you do it for free when you then get the endorsement and the full support of the Chicago Police Department?
You know, we had a situation with our mayoral election a year ago in Milwaukee where
we had a primary.
Maybe
a little bit of quid pro quo.
Basically a Republican candidate who's now a state representative.
I don't know.
Republican state representative working in Madison.
We're talking to Patty Vasquez
Republican, so
about the race
about
25%
for mayor of
vote.
Chicago.
I know this show is called As Goes Wisconsin,
primary,
but we are paying attention to what's going on with our neighbors in Chicago because we want there to be a thriving,
number, more than 70% of the vote,
Chicago as well. And I think, you know, you mentioned something at the outset that there are, you know,
Chicago always thought of as a very democratic city.
Dynamic to what's happening in Chicago? Are there,
you know, is the expectation
based on
a lot of
numbers of how many people
more,
live in the city of Chicago.
You know, progressive,
gonna have a
liberally
lot of
aligned
there.
Candidates
gonna have
are going to rally
of,
behind
you know,
Republican aligned voters.
Or
I think about this
people
with Milwaukee as well,
there,
because
depending
on
you know, Milwaukee
who they
is
been
so
supporting.
Much bigger than every
that
other city in the state.
That is something that has that, been concerning
the
me
number
for the
one,
last couple
you know,
weeks.
The
I
most
talked to
Trump
a Democrat
for any municipality
for over a decade.
In Wisconsin
I
came from Milwaukee. Just because it's 25%
of their family with disabilities,
25% of the city is going to vote Republican.
I don't want to name their name because
still a huge chunk of the city. So you know, we had a situation with our mayoral election
when they told me that they would be voting for ballots.
In Milwaukee,
so
where
seems to be drawing,
you know, we had a primary
Republicans, 1,000% there. I'm going to say that
Republican candidate who's now a state representative,
is about, but it is he is drawing
Republican
on
state
Republican
representative
support,
working in Madison.
I'm not just saying that.
Bob Donovan,
he's
basically
kind of
a Republican, so he
News,
he got about 25% of
the
vote.
The country, talk
when,
show
once we finally got past the primary,
salivating at the
Johnson
idea
got
of
that kind of
a very conservative,
huge number, more than 70% of the vote,
taking over Chicago, a pro-police. Anti-teacher,
so
teachers
is,
union
is that a
candidate.
It's similar dynamic to what's
and
happening in Chicago.
The
are there,
I
you know, is the expectation
so
that a lot of the
2020.
So
more,
I
have a,
you know, progressive, liberally aligned candidates are going to
you know,
rally behind.
Kind of,
Brandon Johnson, or are people kind
of
split there, depending on kind of who they had been supporting?
They kind of
that is something that has been concerning me for the last couple weeks. I talked to
the candidate who did win was even more progressive than I am, at least on paper
for families.
So I have
an individual
with a
cop disability.
So
in a three-way race, I got 38%
of the vote.
And the
reason I mention that is because I have an idea of what voter turnout can be like, and that was
when they told me that they would be voting for Vallis.
In this general
seems to be drawing
42% of my vote.
There. I'm gonna say that
up. And most
that
of them, the majority of them,
but
voted
it
for
is,
Paul Vallis.
He is drawing
I think it was
on
like
Republican
74%
and voted
not
for
just
Paul Vallis.
Saying
Lori
Lightfoot
that, he's getting
all kinds of attention on Fox News.
Brandon maybe got like 7% across the country.
Those numbers.
The talk show hosts
and
are definitely
salivating
at the idea
The ward,
the wards
north of
very
me and
a little bit west of me,
I guess he's saying
came
he's a Democrat,
similar numbers, 45%
when the city turnout
was like 36%.
So that tells you that there's a higher turnout
candidate.
There was a lot of
motivation to vote
against Lori Lightfoot. There was a lot of motivation
so
to vote
I ran
for
office
Paul in 2020.
It's not just a vote
so
against somebody, but they
of a
had someone that they wanted to get in there.
You know, I
and
kind of
you can see
I
it.
Am a progressive.
With, all the signs like our alderman,
around
also
a lot of
very
cops
conservative.
And fighters.
Has,
and
basically
they,
had Trump rallies
they kind
in front of the police station.
You know,
many
a couple
of
years
ago.
So
me,
another thing, that's
the
candidate who
did
win
was even more progressive than I am, at least on paper.
52% in 2016 for Trump.
And then we also there was a cop in the race.
In Chicago,
in a three-way race, I got 38% of the vote.
And the reason I mention that is because I have an idea.
Chicago
what
with
voter
Mount
Greenwood
can
would be like,
has
and that was right when
a
the
lot
pandemic
of cops and
was
firefighters.
Started.
Similar
in
numbers.
This general
and
election.
And another thing is to remember
of
that
my ward
we are one of the most segregated
up,
cities
most of them,
in
the
country.
Majority of them voted
so
for
you
Paul
have
Vallis. Predominantly
I think it was like
white. My neighborhood,
when I went door knocking as a
voted
candidate,
for Paul Vallis. Like
my husband
Lori
could hear me
because
I had a Bluetooth in.
Brandon
just
maybe
got like
7%
with me
somewhere in those numbers.
You could hear in the tone of my voice, he would say, do not hug that black person.
The ward north of me and a little bit west of me came out in similar numbers. 45% when the city turnout was like 36%. So it tells you that there's a higher turnout. There was a lot of motivation to vote against Lori Lightfoot. There was a lot of motivation to vote for the door in my neighborhood. That's it.
It's not just a vote against somebody.
That's going to play a big part in this.
Racism is going to play a part in this.
And you can see it. Conservatism in my neighborhood will play a big part. Also very conservative.
Public safety. And by public safety, that's a whistle is in front of the police station
for, you know, a couple years ago.
So another thing. That's as far as conservatives in my community.
Well, just as conservatives across the country like to talk about Chicago conservatives.
In Chicago.
No matter where your community is,
they're in Wisconsin, which also has
always scapegoating Milwaukee. We know
what
a lot of these coded terms that our friends on some of the other talk radio stations in the region here like to use for some of the problems that Milwaukee's facing.
When I went door knocking as a candidate,
my husband could hear me because I had a Bluetooth in. We're talking to Patty Vasquez, who is the host of Driving at Home.
He would say, "Do not hug that black person."
WCPT 820 AM.
Lifelong Chicagoan.
She's going to be joining us for one more segment here. So after the break, we're going to be continuing to talk about what's going on in the Chicago mayor's race.
Is the top
issue in the race their relationship with Wisconsin and Milwaukee? Is that come up at all?
That's going to play a big part of this. Racism is going to play a part in this.
Well, look, abortion has come up.
Conservatism in my neighborhood is going to play a big part.
Yeah, that's definitely part of the conversation.
And by public safety, that's a whistle, a dog whistle a lot of times for
maybe some more Wisconsin residents moving to Chicago if things go a certain way.
Yeah. Well, just as current conservatives across the country
like to talk about Chicago conservatives
in
that's right.
You know,
well, see, no matter where you've been pretty good so far, not having our
in Wisconsin, always scapegoating Milwaukee. We know with a lot of these coded terms.
Not going to make them work any harder than our friends on some of the other talk radio stations.
We're talking about the fibs in the region here,
or the fish
like to use. If anyone knows what a fish tab is,
some of the problems that Milwaukee's facing.
I imagine that's a fairly similar dynamic happening.
So we're going to be continuing to talk.
We're talking to Patty Vasquez,
who is the host of Driving at Home,
race for mayor,
Driving at Home,
Chicago,
WCPT 820 AM.
Fascinating Chicagoan.
She's going to be joining us for one more segment here. So after the break, we're going to be continuing to talk about what's going on in the Chicago mayor's race.
Okay.
Is the top issue in the race their relationship with Wisconsin and Milwaukee
is whether Aaron Rodgers is going to be in the division going next year. So that's something that we've been monitoring on the show today as well. Because this could have, you know, anything could happen at any time.
Definitely part of the conversation.
Aaron Rodgers potentially getting traded to the Jets. I have to imagine the Chicago fans.
Maybe some more Wisconsin residents moving to Chicago if things go a certain way.
I've been pretty good so far not having our Bluetooth button, but I'm not going to make it any harder than he has to.
We're talking about the break.
My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm filling in as your guest host today on As Goes Wisconsin.
Kristen is off, but you can find Kristen's content on Instagram.
So we're going to be continuing to talk with Patty after the break here.
That's pretty fun.
So stick with us. We're going to keep talking after
Chicago
the break.
Between Paul Vallis,
we'll be right back.
Brandon Johnson. Fascinating race happening just across the border in Wisconsin. How much time we got before the break here, Calvin?
Just one more minute.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
thing. You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Wait a minute.
Welcome back.
How about this?
To Asgos, Wisconsin. Listen, my name is Dan Schaefer. I'm your guest host today.
You horned eyed.
If you're unfamiliar with me and my work, I am the founder
right
of the
Breeding
Population Area,
you're putting cancer water in our water, and
online publication, covers news and politics
in the country,
in Milwaukee,
public education,
and
knock it off.
I'm also a regular contributor to Heartland Signal and a regular guest on WCPT 820 with Patty Vasquez, who is our guest here today. She
being
hosts
a father
the
is an honor, a challenge,
Chicago,
a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Weather
on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
About our neighbors to the south, and about what's going on with their race for mayor,
overnight,
because they have an election the same day that we do. Again, reminder, April 4th, less than 3 weeks away. Early voting, early absentee, in-person absentee voting, less than a week away, starts in the state of Wisconsin. So be ready to vote and be ready to flip that Wisconsin Supreme Court. But Patty is telling us a little bit about what's been happening about the race for mayor in Chicago. So what have been some of the big things happening lately? And you said you wanted to talk a little bit about what was going on with the impact of social media.
WADK 540 AM.
What's going on here?
Wisconsin's home for rational talk
Paul
radio.
Paul Ballas began. Well, let me put it this way. He ran in 2019, so he was in that big race. We had 11 candidates. And, you know, this is something that, again, with ranked choice voting, we're talking a lot about that in Illinois.
Welcome
now.
Back
we're looking at that as a possibility
Asgos,
in our state
my
legislature.
My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm your guest host
Lightfoot
today.
Made
if you're
it
unfamiliar with me and my work, I am the founder of the Recon Population Area,
of the vote.
A weekly opinion column and online publication,
who was the other runoff
covering
candidate,
news
had
and
about
politics
16%.
In Milwaukee
so
and Wisconsin.
Had anywhere near a majority.
I'm also a regular contributor to Heartland Signal and a regular guest on WCPT 820 with Patty Vasquez. Guess, who is our guest
that
here
election,
today?
I mean, I'm not saying like that. I don't
she,
have the
she
exact
hosts
date,
the Driving It Home radio
really,
show in Chicago.
Quickly,
and I go on
Paul
her show every week to talk about
be a part of
their
a lot
crazy
of
neighbors
groups.
To the north.
We're just starting
and,
to talk about this on my show when people are calling in. They're like, yeah,
insanity that
I remember
Wisconsin
being on my
Republicans
chats.
Are
like,
bringing to the news cycle
violence,
on elections and whatever else. We've been talking a lot about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race lately. So I decided we should turn the tables a little bit today with me guest hosting the show and have Patty join us so she can tell us about our goofy neighbors to the
and
south.
We see that. And
about
he also
what's going on with their race for mayor because they have an election the same day that we do. Again, reminder, April 4th,
Illinois,
less than 3 weeks away. Early voting, early absentee, in-person
groups.
Absentee voting, not less than a week away. Starts in the state of Wisconsin. So be ready to vote and be ready to flip that Wisconsin Supreme Court. But Patty is telling us a little bit about what's been happening about the race for mayor.
The
in Chicago. So what have been some of the big things happening lately? And you
they
said you
were,
wanted to talk a little bit about what was going on with the impact
race,
of social media in this
Bailey,
race. So what's
who,
going on
I don't
here?
If you remember, but after
sure, so,
the Highland Park shooting,
Paul
he
Ballas
the,
began
the 4th
began,
of July parade
well,
where,
put it this way, he
several
ran
people
in 2019.
So he was in that big race. We had 11 candidates.
And his name is Cooper.
You know, this is something that, again, with ranked choice voting, we're talking a lot about that
working with Cooper a little bit because my son and he were in the hospital.
In
our state
beautiful little boy,
whose life has been altered so dramatically and catastrophically,
and of course,
lives
17%
of the vote.
Just the trauma
about
of it
Tony
all.
Preckwinkle,
within,
who was the other runoff
than,
candidate,
I think
2 hours, had about 16%.
Darren Bailey appeared
so had
with his,
near
his campaign
majority.
Signs. I hope
I
people,
contend that when
you know,
have too many choices,
now it's time
people
to
choose
celebrate.
Nothing.
Like
that
that's
also,
the kind of tone because
the
they didn't
turnout.
Want to talk anything about gun
but
violence.
The day after
they didn't want that to be
election,
the conversation.
I mean, I'm not saying like
and
that.
And Wake
I don't
Illinois
have the exact
was
date,
very involved in
really
in
quite
fundraisers,
elevating
Paul
him.
Started to be a part of a lot of neighborhood groups. We're just starting to talk about this
on
my show where people are calling in. They're like, yeah,
promotion.
I remember him being on my neighborhood chat
for
school choice. Anytime there was violence,
he was talking
about public safety. And so all of that is out there. This is
the police are being
raped,
right?
We're like, but you just
said,
we talked
do their
about
jobs.
This with Ron Johnson.
He was courted.
Right? He'd say the craziest things, and he's like,
the police support.
That's not what I meant.
The minute
you know,
he lost
that's
in
just,
2019.
That was then, or
and
a lie
we see
is not
that.
A lie
and
kind of
he
stuff.
Also
so
started
we're
speaking
with Paul Ballas.
Now, Brandon Johnson sentences and events language that can be divisive, you know, with group defund the police, Illinois, which is one of these parents' choice.
You know, there's a misunderstanding of what that push was for.
We have programs in Illinois now in Chicago where we do send out trauma responders, social workers that go out for domestic violence situations, mental health situations. Group.
And that was, you know, unfortunately, the language of defund the police was not reallocated.
They have gained a lot of momentum.
Where our priorities are, they which would also very involved keep in police gubernatorial safe race if we are elect approaching Darren Bailey situations.
Who, I don't know if you remember, with, but after the Highland Park shooting,
then we are keeping them safe as well. The 4th of July parade where several people lost their lives.
It's very
a young boy,
conservative,
right wing vein,
and his name is Cooper.
And he was very deliberate and precise with it for over 3 years.
And now we're seeing with Cooper a little bit because my son and he were in the hospital at the same time. Beautiful little boy. Whose life
race, right?
has
he's
been altered so
a,
dramatically, catastrophically, and of course, lives that were lost, and just the trauma of it all.
To,
and within less than, I think, 2 hours, Darren Bailey appeared with his campaign signs and a whole group of people. You know,
with.
That was very tragic. Now it's time to celebrate. Like, that's massaging my tone because they didn't want to talk so much. They didn't want that to be the conversation. And Wake Illinois was very involved in the city of Chicago, holding fundraisers.
First of all, we need voter
elevating him,
and we need to find voters who aren't registered. We need to find,
young
people involved, because that was the lowest turnout that I've seen in a long time.
As a speaker,
18 to 24 year old school choice,
I think it hovered around less than 10%
about public
safety
amongst young people.
And so all of that is out there. And this
I think
is the mad
they're engaged on the national
race,
level,
right?
Like, Chicago,
but you just
it's,
like, we talked about this with Ron Johnson,
numbers,
right? Like, you can say the craziest things, and he's like, that's not what I meant.
The polling seems to be within 5% of each other, and it goes back and forth as to who's in the lead.
And so that's what we're seeing with Paul Vallis.
It's close, and that's a 14% undecided.
Which can be divisive, you know.
So beyond just the divisive comments and whatever mischaracterization of pushes for criminal justice reform that came out of 2020, what are some of the other things that we should know about Brandon Johnson?
Trauma responders, social workers,
you know,
that go out for domestic violence,
the terror in my heart,
mental health situations.
And that was, you know, unfortunately, the language of defund the police was not reallocate or, you know, where our priorities are,
which would
the other candidates, conservatism doesn't necessarily, you know,
approaching.
Motivate
situations.
People.
Brandon
with,
Johnson has been a community activist.
Then,
he has been a Cook County commissioner.
Well.
He knows
Paul
how to work
Wallace
budgets.
Been,
he knows how to work with people.
I would say
he's
very
so
much in the conservative
verse
right
what it means to make sure that kids
driving a message
have a
quality
and he was very
education.
Deliberate and precise
he is
invested
in our
years
and
our
public
transportation. We have been struggling since the pandemic to get ridership up and to have a strong path forward. You know, he has a vision for connecting people who are unhoused because we have a lot of folks
to,
who are living
to,
at the bus
you know,
stations, at the train
you know,
stations, on the trains, and he wants to connect those people with services
that
will help him out of situations. I think that he has a vision
I'm massaging my pedestrian-centric
in the sense that obviously we're all car brain.
I am hopeful that
but,
the
you know,
grassroots efforts
in that
all
sense
of
city Chicago,
you know, public
will,
safety isn't just
first
crime.
Of all, we
it's
need
also
voters making sure that
we
people don't get hit by a car.
We need to find voters who aren't registered. We need to find
other people involved because that was the lowest turnout that I've seen in a long time.
Race that you have in Chicago for the race for mayor. We will be watching that from here.
Wow.
Hey, that's our show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to As Goes Wisconsin. I've been your host, Dan Schaefer. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.
The polling seems to be within 5% of each other.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
and my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause...